KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Luka Garza continues to rack up the honors. The United States Basketball Writers Association announced its first team All-America team yesterday, and that included the University of Iowa junior. Garza becomes the first Hawkeye in program history to be voted to the first team since 1957, the first year that the USBWA recognized All-Americans. Former Hawkeye Jared Utoff was a second team honoree in 2016. Other players joining Garza on the first team include Adoka Azubuike of Kansas, Marcus Howard from Marquette, Miles Powell of Seton Hall, and Obi Toppin of Dayton. Also, second team selections include Vernon Carey of Duke, Devin Dotson of Kansas, Malachi Flynn of San Diego State, Peyton Pritchard of Oregon, and Cassius Winston from Michigan State. Garza also is just the third University of Iowa men's basketball player and the first in nearly seven decades to be voted a first-team All-American by the Associated Press, as Garza earned 63 first-team votes from the 65-person media voting panel. Six major news outlets have already named Garza as its National Player of the Year: Sporting News, Basketball Times, Stadium, The Athletic, Bleacher Report, and ESPN. A Washington, D.C. native is also a finalist for five other national awards: the Naismith Trophy, Oscar Robertson Trophy, the Wooden Award, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Award, and the Lute Olson Award. Iowa State sophomore guard Tyrese Haliburton on Monday earned a spot on the National Association of Basketball Coaches All-District 8 second team. District 8 is comprised of Big 12 schools. Haliburton was averaging 15.2 points, 6.5 assists, 5.9 rebounds, and 2.5 steals in 22 games before a wrist injury sidelined him for the remainder of the season. One of the Big 12's top players, the Oshkosh, Wisconsin native, reached double figures in 18 games, including six games with 20 or more points. He posted the Big 12's only triple-double of the season against TCU in the conference opener, finishing with 22 points, 12 rebounds, and 10 assists. That was just the sixth triple-double in school history. Now, first-team selections include Devin Dotson of Kansas, Adoka Azubuike of Kansas, Jared Butler of Baylor, Jamu Ramsey of Texas Tech, and Oscar Shibu of West Virginia. Second-teamers, including Haliburton, are Mikal Teague of Baylor, Christian Doolittle of Oklahoma, Freddie Gillespie of Baylor, and Desmond Bain of TCU. Scott Drew of Baylor was named the coach of the year in that district. In other college basketball news, Southeast Missouri has hired Kansas State assistant Brad Korn as its new basketball coach. Korn had spent the past five seasons with the Wildcats, the past four as an assistant coach. He helped to coach the school to three NCAA tournament appearances and a share of the Big 12 regular season title 2 years ago. Korn takes over for Rick Ray, who was fired after going 51-104 in 5 years with the team, 7-24 this past season. Andy Kennedy has been introduced as the new men's basketball coach at UAB. Kennedy began his college coaching career with Cincinnati in 2005-2006 before a 12-year run at Mississippi. He went 245-156 at Ole Miss, winning one conference tournament and earning two trips to the NCAA tournament. Kennedy has had 10-21 seasons as a head coach as he takes over at Alabama Birmingham. Oregon star Sabrina Ionescu has become just the second unanimous selection as the Associated Press Women's Basketball Player of the Year. Ionescu received all 30 ballots from the national media panel that selects the top 25 poll each week. She averaged 17.5 points, 9.1 assists, and 8.6 rebounds this season, as well as having 8 of her 26 career triple-doubles. The only other unanimous pick was UConn star Brianna Stewart in 2016. South Carolina's Dawn Staley is the AP Women's Basketball Coach of the Year. Staley claimed 20 of the 30 votes after leading the Gamecocks to a 32-1 overall record, including a 16-0 mark in the Southeastern Conference. Northwestern's Joe McEwen is the runner-up. He got 5 votes this year. University of Iowa junior Spencer Lee has been named a finalist for the 2020 WIN Magazine Culture House Dan Hodge Trophy, presented by ASICS and awarded annually to the nation's most dominant college wrestler. Fan voting for the award runs from March 23rd through the 27th. The winner will be announced next Monday, March 30th. Lee was the top seed at the 2020 NCAA Championships, putting together an 18-0 record on his way to the 125-pound Big Ten Championship. He was named Big Ten Wrestler of the Year, outscoring his 18 opponents this season, 234-18. He scored bonus points in 17 of his 18 wins, recorded 4 first period falls and 9 tech falls, and averaged 5 team points per match. Only 4 of his 18 matches went the entire 7 minutes. Lee was 5-0 in the month of January with 5 technical falls as he outscored those 5 opponents 84-1. Lee is one of 8 finalists for an award that considers 7 pieces of criteria: record, number of pins, dominance, past credentials, quality of competition, sportsmanship, citizenship, and heart. The winner is determined by a fan vote and the Hodge Trophy Voting Committee. This year's finalists, including Lee, are West Virginia sophomore Noah Adams, Northwestern junior Ryan Deacon, Princeton sophomore Pat Glory, Stanford freshman Shane Griffith, Iowa junior Spencer Lee, of course, Ohio State senior Colin Moore, Minnesota sophomore Gable Stevenson, and Cornell senior Charles Tucker. Well, the Tokyo Olympic torch relay will start Thursday as planned in northeastern Japan's Fukushima Prefecture, with no torch, though, no torch bearers, no public, and little ceremony. There will be an Olympic flame that arrived on March 12th from Greece, carried in a lantern and transported by a vehicle along what organizers hope will be empty roadsides, and with coronavirus onlookers, curious onlookers, practicing social distancing to avoid spreading that coronavirus. National broadcaster NHK has reported the plan, as has Japanese news agency Kyodo. The games are set to open in July, but there's been growing pressure for a postponement. USA Gymnastics says a majority of senior national team members have indicated in an anonymous survey that they were in favor of the games being pushed back from its scheduled July opening. USA Gymnastics president Lili Lang says the organization would not specify how long of a delay it's asking for, but added that the most respondents were pushing for a year. USA Swimming and USA Track and Field also have called for a postponement to the games. Nearly 7 in 10 U.S. Olympic hopefuls say they don't think the Tokyo Games will be fair if they're held in July. That finding is prompting leaders of the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee to conclude that it's more clear than ever that a path toward postponement is the most promising. USOPC sent a survey over the weekend to more than 4,000 athletes for details on how the coronavirus pandemic has influenced their training and their feelings about the upcoming games. Russia has backed the International Olympic Committee's approach of taking time to consider postponing the Tokyo Games and condemned the body's critics. Russia was faced with sending a neutral team to the Tokyo Olympics under sanctions from the World Anti-Doping Agency, but those measures can't be implemented until there's a ruling from the Court of Arbitration for Sport, where hearings have been delayed by the coronavirus outbreak. Well, UEFA has formally postponed the Champions League final, scheduled to be played May 30th in Istanbul. UEFA says no decision has been made on a new date amid a shutdown of European soccer due to the coronavirus pandemic that has no end in sight. Only 4 teams advanced to the Champions League quarterfinals before the remaining round of 16 games, scheduled March 17th through the 18th, were postponed. Plenty of other news regarding the coronavirus in sports. The top 3 Canadian junior hockey leagues have called off the remainder of their seasons and their playoffs. The Spanish Soccer Federation and Spanish League say the suspension of professional soccer in the country will continue until government officials consider that they can be resumed without creating any health risk. Australia's soccer's A-League has suspended its season indefinitely. The Azerbaijan Grand Prix has been postponed due to the outbreak, and former Olympic swimming champion Cameron Vanderberg of South Africa says he's contracted the coronavirus and is retired from competitive swimming. In NFL news, the New England Patriots have dropped their longtime kicker and picked up quarterback. The Patriots said goodbye to another longtime staple of their 2-decade run of championships, releasing kicker and franchise leading scorer Steven Gostkowski. The 3-time Super Bowl champion has spent his entire 14-year career in New England. Gostkowski has long passed Adam Vinatieri as the Patriots' leading scorer with 1,775 points. The 36-year-old Gostkowski started the first 4 games of 2019 but struggled, missing a career-high 4 extra points after not missing more than 3 in any of his 13 previous NFL seasons. He was placed on injured reserve in October and underwent season-ending hip surgery. Brian Hoyer is now in the running to become Tom Brady's replacement after accepting a 1-year contract with the New England Patriots. The 34-year-old twice served as Brady's backup and will compete with Jarrett Stidham and Cody Kessler for the starting job. Hoyer played 4 games and had 1 start in Indianapolis last season, completing 54% of his passes for 372 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions. A person with knowledge of the move tells the Associated Press that the Redskins are acquiring quarterback Kyle Allen from the Panthers. Allen was 5-7 as the Panthers starter last season, completing 62% of his passes for 3,322 yards, 17 touchdowns, and 16 interceptions. He'll compete with second-year pro Dwayne Haskins for the starting job and is reunited with Washington head coach Ron Rivera, who was Allen's coach last season. The Seahawks landed some needed depth in their secondary, acquiring cornerback Quinton Dunbar from the Redskins for a fifth-round pick. Dunbar had a career-best 4 interceptions last season for Washington. Cowboys center Travis Frederick is retiring from the NFL at the age of 29. The 2016 All-Pro says he could no longer perform at his highest level after returning from a neurological disorder that sidelined him for the 2018 season. A person familiar with the situation says the Panthers have agreed to terms with former XFL quarterback P.J. Walker of the Houston Roughnecks and former Raiders linebacker Tahir Whitehead. The person says Walker agreed to a 2-year contract and Whitehead will get a 1-year deal. The Giants have reached agreements on 1-year contracts with running back Deion Lewis and wide receiver Corey Coleman. Lewis spent the past 2 seasons as Derrick Henry's backup in Tennessee. Coleman didn't play in the NFL last season. The Jets and linebacker James Burgess agreed to terms on a 1-year deal. The Cardinals agreed to terms on a 1-year deal for safety Chris Banjo and also for defensive lineman Jonathan Bullard, while the Falcons have reached agreements with wide receiver Laquon Treadwell, a former first-round pick of the Vikings, and guard Justin McCray. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.